The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, today we're going to be learning Simon Mem Hei. Halachas Yud Gimel through Chav Gimel, the continuation of Halachas of Zimun. Let's see Halacha Yud Gimel. Im Taha Mezamin Ba'asara, if the person making Zimun with 10 people made a mistake, V'gama Onim, and also the people who are answering him, V'lois Kiru Es Hashem, they didn't mention the name of Hashem, B'birkas HaZimun, and the Baruch of Zimun, they didn't say Nevarech Elokeinu, Einim Yecholim La'asar L'Zamin B'Shem, they may not go back and make Zimun again with the name of Hashem. Kevin Shekvar Yotzu Yidei Zimun, since they have fulfilled the obligation of making the bracha of Zimun, they may not go back just for the sake of saying it again with the name of Hashem. Again, Kevin Shekvar Yotzu Yidei Zimun, since they have fulfilled the obligation of Zimun, Ela Shebitlu Mitzvah Saskaras Hashem, but they have not fulfilled the mitzvah of mentioning the name of Hashem. They did Zimun, and they just didn't fulfill that aspect of Zimun of mentioning the name of Hashem. It's something which is crooked that cannot be corrected. It's a mistake that cannot be corrected if they did Zimun without the name of Hashem. However, if the people who are responding have not responded yet, if they still haven't answered him, and just the Mevarech, the person making the Zimun, omitted the name of Hashem, and the crowd who's supposed to respond did not respond yet. Kevin Shadaylan is Kaima Mitzvah Zimun, because the Mitzvah Zimun has not been fulfilled yet, since they have not fulfilled yet the Mitzvah Zimun because they haven't responded, Yasaha Mevarech Vizamun B'Shem. So the person making the Bracha should go back and do Zimun with the name of Hashem, since they're still in the middle of doing the Zimun, that the assembled haven't responded yet, so therefore the Mavarech should go back, correct his mistake, and do Zimun with Hashem. And then they can answer him by saying the Mavarech Elokeinu Shachanu Mishalo. Let's see Halacha Yudalid. Im Shiva Achlu Pas, if 7 people ate bread, Ushlosha Achlu Peros, and 3 of them ate fruits, Ushasu Mashkin, or they drank a beverage, it's the amount that they're obligated in the bracha after it. A kezayis is the size of an olive for food, and the revius is the size of around 3.3 ounces for liquid. Yucholim lezamin b'shem. They can do zimun with the name of Hashem to say, Nevarach Elokeinu Shachanu Mishalo V'Tivoch Hayinu. The Kitzur adds, B'kan kuli alma modu, Tisagi b'peros b'mashke. In this instance, everybody agrees it's enough to have fruit or beverages. The Kitzur is referring to Halacha Yud in terms of a zimun of 2 people. The 2 people ate bread. What the third person has to eat is a subject of debate. Some say he has to eat bread or mezonos. And there were opinions that it's enough to eat fruit or even drink a beverage besides for water. That was a subject of debate. In this case, where many people, more than 3, had bread. 7 people had bread, and only 3 are the ones who had these other foods. They had fruit or they had beverages besides for water. In this case, everybody agrees to just do the tziruf to combine for the sake of saying the name of Hashem. It's enough to have just fruit or a beverage besides for water. Mitzvah lahadir achar asara. It's a mitzvah to look for 10 people levarach b'shem in order to be able to make the zimun with the name of Hashem. You should try to get 10 people to do Zimun with the name of Hashem. Avim Rakshisha Achlu Pas, however, if only 6 people ate bread, Enem Yecholim Lezamin B'Shem, they cannot do Zimun with the name of Hashem. Deruba Deminkar B'Inon, you need a very obvious rov, you need a very noticeable rov, a noticeable majority of the 10. If 7 people ate bread, they could say Zimun with the name of Hashem. If only 6 ate bread, it's not enough to say Zimun with the name of Hashem, because 6 is not considered to be an obvious majority of 10. 7 is considered to be a very noticeable and obvious majority of 10. Therefore, if 7 ate bread and 3 ate fruits or drinks besides for water, they could do Zimun with Hashem. with the name of Hashem. Let's see Allah Tezvav. Kal sha'achlu bi'achad. Anybody that ate that meal together. Afilu la'achlu kol asudu bi'achad. Even if they didn't eat the whole meal together, even if it's just a part of the meal together, and the kitzur explains, that they just sat and they made the bracha of hamotzi together. And also, even if each one is eating from his own loaf of bread, they're not eating from a joint pool of food. Each one is eating from his own food. Because they set themselves up together to start the meal together, whether it's a zimun of three people that does zimun without the name of Hashem, whether it's a zimun of 10 people that does zimun with the name of Hashem, enam rashan lecholik, they cannot break up into different groups, even if they just started the meal together. Even if one of them wants to eat ahead of the other ones, he should not. He should finish with them because they started the meal together. Even if one of them wants to finish his meal before the other ones are finished, they cannot break up. That one who would want to eat ahead should wait for the other ones, and they should all bench together. However, if they didn't set themselves up together at the beginning of the meal that they were starting together, rather, it was that after two of them started eating, even if that start of the meal was only to eat the size of a kezayis, the size of an olive, that even in a situation where two of them only ate a little bit of the beginning of the meal, the size of a kezayis of bread at the beginning of the meal, and now the third person comes and he wants to eat with them. So that's not considered to be that he started with them, even if it was just a small amount of eating that they started with, that they just ate a kezayis of bread, they just ate an olive-sized amount of bread at the beginning of the meal. If two ate a little bit, a kezayis of bread, an olive-sized piece of bread, before the third one came, that's not considered to be that they started together. So therefore the halacha is, Im gomar su'daso imahem, if the third person finished with them, if he finished his meal with them, chayovin b'zimun, then they're obligated in zimun. If the third person ended the meal with them, that would obligate in zimun. Aval im rotzo ligmor su'daso kodem lahen, however, if that third person wanted to end his meal before them, if the third person wanted to finish before them, if he started after them and wanted to finish the meal before them, again, avalam rotz ligmar sudaso kadam lahen. If he wanted to finish his meal before the other two, kevin shelo hischol imoim, since he didn't start with them, the gam lagomar imoim, also he didn't finish with them. Since that third person didn't start at the same time and he didn't end at the same time as the first two, vashar lichalik, he has permission to break off on his own. Or levarach b'fnei atzmo, he can make his own birkas hamazon, his own benching, because he didn't start or end with the other two. When we call malkum, but nevertheless, mitzvah hu lahamtin, it's mitzvah for him to wait. It would be preferable for him to wait and finish with the other two. Sheyivarchu b'zimun, that they should be able to make a bracha of zimun together with all three, that they should be able to finish together and make the bracha of zimun. The kizur continues, imhu ones, if a person is under some extenuating circumstance, some unusual circumstance where he has to leave immediately, or he's concerned about a loss, a financial loss, if he doesn't leave immediately, even if he sat down with them at the beginning of the meal and they plan on eating together, see, even though this person started the meal with the other two, it's permitted to him to finish his meal before them, he can make the bracha on his own, if there's some sort of extenuating circumstance or some sort of financial loss, that he has to leave immediately. But if the reason to leave is not pressing, if it's not a pressing need to leave, he should be stringent that if he started the meal with them, and was obligated by with Zimun because he started with the other two. He should wait for them to finish, and they should all bench together. Let's see Allah HaTazayin. Shlosha sh'achlu b'yachad. The three people ate the meal together. V'shakach echad mehem, and one of them forgot. U'birech birkas hamazon b'fnei atzmo. And he made the bracha of birkas hamazon, he benched on his own. One of them forgot to do zimun with the other two. Yecholim l'zamin, the other two are able to do zimun with him. La'achad shegamazeh birkas hamazon. After the third person finished benching, he could still combine with the other two to do zimun. V'yana gamhu baruch shachanu mishalo. He should answer baruch shachanu mishalo v'tuvol chayinu. He should answer with the other two, because still he's considered to have an obligation of zimun. Just he sort of jumped the gun by benching, but he could still combine with the other two to make the bracha of zimun. Aval, however, imzin it's tayr for zimun imshnayim achirim. If he combined for zimun with two other people, meaning not only did he bench, but if he combined to make a zimun with two other people, shavino yochal it's tarif lezimunim elo. He may not combine for a zimun with the original two people he ate with. I mean, let's say you had a group of three people. One of them broke off to another group of two other people. One of the three broke off to another group and made zimun with another group that he and the other two made zimun. Once he has made zimun, it's considered to be that his ability to make zimun is lost. And therefore, if he made zimun already, he may not combine with the original two people. Only if he benched without making zimun, then he could combine with the other two people to make zimun. The Mishnayim Barchu Afilo Bifnei Atzmon. If two people made the bracha of benching, even on their own, even without zimun, batal zimun, the zimun is lost. So, again, if one person benched without making zimun, the other two could make zimun with him. If two people benched, even if one did not bench, they may not do zimun. Once two of the group benched without zimun, they lost the zimun. And even if only one person broke off from the group, if he was breaking off to do zimun with another group, if he didn't just do benching, but he did zimun with benching with another group, or even just zimun with another group, then it's considered to be that they lost their zimun, and they may not do zimun anymore. Let's see halacha yud zayin. Shlosha sha'achlu, three people ate a meal together. Ushnaim gamru su'udasan, and two of them finished their meal. V'rotzim levarach, they want to make the birkas hamazon, they want to bench. Ve'echad adayin lo gamar su'udasan, one of them still has not finished his meal. One of them is still in the middle of eating. Ve'no rotzim levarach, he doesn't want to bench yet, but the other two are ready to bench. He must interrupt his meal in order they should make the bracha of zimun. That one should interrupt for the other two. The yana gamhu yimahim, he should answer with them their zimun. Zimun, he will exempt himself from the obligation of zimun by answering to the other two, even though he's in the middle of eating. He should wait until the person doing the benching finishes through the first bracha of Hazanas HaKol. Afterwards, he could continue to eat his meal. He does not need to make another bracha Rishon, another bracha before the food that he eats. Since he had plans to eat more, even though he took this break in the middle of his meal to answer Zimun, because he's still in the middle of eating, he would not need to make any brachas before any of the food he's going to eat when he continues his meal. When he finishes his meal, Yivarach Birkas HaMazon, he just does a regular Birkas HaMazon without Zimun, because he already has exempted his Zimun when he broke for the other two who wanted to do the Zimun. Two people do not have to interrupt for one person. If one person says he's ready to bench, two people do not have to break their meal for him. They could say, no, you wait for us until we're ready to bench, until we're finished eating, and then all three would bench together. So two do not have to interrupt their meal for the sake of one. However, if they want to do it to show respect, to show honor to the person who wants to bench, to the individual who wants to bench, lifnei mishuras hadin. That's beyond the call of strict halacha. If they want to do beyond what they're obligated to do, and they're willing to interrupt their meal, they may interrupt their meal for the sake of the individual who wants to bench, but they're not obligated to it. They can say, you have to wait for us. If they choose to do so, beyond the call of duty, they can elect to do that. V'asar she'achlu biyachad, if 10 people ate together, tzrichin arba lehafzik b'shvil shisha, 4 of them have to break in the middle of the meal for the sake of 6, shehim arov, because 6 is the majority. If 6 of them are done eating, and they say, we're ready to bench, those 6 who are the majority can force the other 4 to take a break in the middle of their eating to answer Zeman. V'enam tzrichim lahamtin, they don't have to wait in their breaking to do Zeman. Rak ad she'omu Baruch Elokeinu, only until past the line of Baruch Elokeinu. They only have to break and listen to the other group of 6 who's benching until they get past the line Baruch Elokeinu she'achanu mishalo. Now, after that group of 4 has finished with their meal, they should make their own zimun b'liyas karas Hashem, without mentioning the name of Hashem. The Kitzur is saying, if you have a situation where 10 people ate together, 6 finished, and 4 didn't, so the 4 answer to the other 6 the aspect of zimun to say zimun with the name of Hashem. Then afterwards, they'll make their own Zimun, that group of 4, without the name of Hashem. So they break up the Zimun, they'll do Zimun with the 6, and they get the name of Hashem, and until the line, Baruch HaLakinu Shachal Mishlov Tavocha, you know, and then they'll do their own individual Zimun without the name of Hashem, just that group of 4. Let's see Halacha Yudches. Besudas Gadol Shehabi Mesubin Sham. If it's a big meal that there's many people there, it's a large group, Yesh Livchal Sheyavarech, you should choose the person to make the bracha, Misha Kolo Chazak, someone that has a strong voice, Kadesh Yishmu Kola Mesubin Mina Mavarich, in order that all the assembled should hear from the person making the bracha, L'chala Pachos Ad Hazonis HaKol, at least they should hear until Hazonis HaKol, that the person making the benching should at least have enough strength that all the assembled should hear him make the benching through the words Hazonis HaKol. V'im Iyef Shebekach, if it's impossible to get such a thing, if it's impossible to find one person whose voice is loud enough that everybody should hear because it's such a large group, Yivarcho b'chaburos shel asara asara, they should break up into groups of 10. Each group of 10 should do his own zimun with the name of Hashem, as long as each group of 10 internally could hear each other say zimun through Hazonis HaKol. They should break up if they can't do one combined zimun, if the group is too large for everybody to hear one person making the bracha of zimun until Hazonis HaKol. So they should break up if they can't hear that one person, as long as each group has 10. Let's see Halacha Yates. Shtei chaburos she'ochlim b'vayis echad. If you have 2 groups eating in the same house, o b'shnei batim, or two houses, but it's 2 different groups, in miktsasan roin elu es elu, if some of them could see some of the other group, if some of one group could see some of the other group, mitzarfos l'zimun, they could combine for a zimun. If it's 2 different groups, but some of each group could see each other, that's considered to be one group for the sake of zimun, and they're allowed to combine, and they would make one zimun together. V'yam lav, however, if they can't see each other, if it's two groups that cannot see each other, elu mezamnen la'atzman ve'elu mezamnen la'atzman, each one should make his own zimun. They're not considered to be one group if they can't see each other, and each one should make his own zimun. V'yam yesh shamash echad l'shteyan, if they have the same waiter, the same people serve, if they have the same person serving them, one person is serving both groups, who mitzarfan, he would combine both groups. They're considered to be one group, even when they can't see each other, if they have the same waiter or the same person serving both groups. Ukugon shenichnasu mitzchila, that's talking about a case that they entered originally al das leitzaref yachad, with the intention of combining to be one group. If they entered the meal considering themselves to be one party, even though the two groups cannot see each other, if they have the same person serving them, then they're considered to be one group. any case where the two groups combine with each other, they all have to hear from the person making the benching. They have to hear at least until through the first bracha through Hazana Sakol, they have to be able to hear that from the person making the benching. Similar to the halacha we saw in halacha before this, halacha Yudches. Whenever you have a large group, you have to have one person making the bracha that everybody can hear him through the bracha of Hazana Sakol. Let's see halacha Chav. Mishua Eitzel HaMavarchim B'Zimun. Someone that was next to those who were making Zimun. He didn't eat or drink with them. He's just a bystander listening to a Zimun, and he didn't have any food or drink with that group. When he sees the Mavarach, the person benching, saying the words, Nevarach Shechon Mishalo, if he hears a person who's saying Zimun, saying Nevarach Shechon Mishalo, Onehu, he should answer, Hashem's name should be blessed forever. When he hears the words Nevarach Shechon Mishalo, he gives a bracha to the name of Hashem. Baruch Mevarach Shemo Tamid Leolam Vayed. V'mizamnin ba'asara. If they're doing zimun with 10 people, v'amar ha'mevarach Nevarach Elokeinu, and the person who's doing the benching says the name of Hashem Nevarach Elokeinu, onehu Baruch Elokeinu Mevarach Shemo Tamid Leolam Vayed. He should say the name of Hashem. Baruch Elokeinu, Mevarach Shemo Tamid Le'olam Vayed. Hashem's name should be blessed forever. If this bystander came after the person benching said Nevarach, either Nevarach Shechon Mishalo by 3 or Nevarach Elokeinu Shechon Mishalo by 10, but if he came after the person benching said that line, V'shimea Sha'onim Omrim Baruch Shechonu, and he hears the people who are assembled saying Baruch Shechon Mishalov Tavocha, you know, by 3. Or Baruch Elokeinu Shechonu, or here's a group of 10 saying Baruch Elokeinu Shechonu Mishalov. So he hasn't heard the person benching saying the Baruch Shechonu Mishalov, rather the assembled saying Baruch Shechonu Mishalov or Baruch Elokeinu Shechonu Mishalov. On Achareim Amen. He doesn't say response, he just says Amen to affirm that which they're giving a bracha to the name of Hashem. So if he hears them, when the Mevarech is benching, he should say that line, Baruch Mevarech Shemo Tamid Lolam Vayed, or Baruch Elokeinu Baruch Shemo Tamid Lolam Vayed. If he just heard the assembled, he should just say Amen. If he came after the Mevarech was saying Zimun, and just the assembled were saying, Baruch Shechanu, Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu, he should just say the word Amen after that line. After hearing the Mesubin, after hearing the assembled, he should just say Amen. Let's see, Allah Chaf Aleph. Shlosha Sha'achal Kalechan Mikikar Shalo. You have three people, that each one eats from his own bread. They're not eating from the same loaf of bread. Ve'ech mehem achal pasnach. One of them ate the bread of a guy, the bread of a non-Jewish baker. The kids had discussed in Siman Lamed Ches, the halacha of buying bread from a non-Jewish baker. Some are lenient about buying bread baked by a non-Jewish baker where he bakes it for commercial use. There are those who are more stringent about that halacha. So ve'ech mehem achal pasnach. One of them is lenient about eating bread baked by a non-Jew. Ushnaim nishar me pasnach. And two of them are careful they would not eat the bread baked by a non-Jew, by a non-Jewish baker. They're careful to only eat pasnach, to only eat bread baked by a Jew. Mikol makom mitzarf from the zimun. They still combine for zimun, even though the two who eat pas Yisrael, bread baked by a Jew, would not eat from the bread of the one who ate the bread baked by a non-Jewish baker. They still could combine for the zimun. Divarach zeh she'achal pas nochri, the one who ate the pas nochri, the bread baked by the non-Jewish baker, he should be the one who makes the benching. Because he's the one who's able to eat with the other two. The Kitzur is saying, in this situation where one of them is lenient about eating bread baked by a non-Jew and the other two are stringent, even though they wouldn't eat from his bread, since he could eat from their bread, they're considered to be one group. And since he's the one who makes the tzir, if he's the one who makes the combination of the group, because he's the one who he's able to eat his own bread because he's lenient about eating bread of a non-Jew, and he could have also eaten the bread of the other two. So he's the one who sort of makes the Zimun. So he should be the one who does the bracha of Zimun. Again, Vivarach Zeh She'achal Pas Nochri, the one who ate the bread baked by the non-Jewish baker, he should be the one making the bracha. Shuyachal Lechal Gam Im Ha'achir, because he's the one who's able to eat with the other two, he should be the one to make the Zimun. V'chein Im Echad Ochal Ma'achal Lecholav, if one of them is eating milk, if one of them is eating dairy products, Ushnayim Ma'achal Lebasar, two of them are eating fleishigs, two of them are eating meat products, Mitztarfen, they could combine. Vivarach Zeh She'achal Ma'achal Lecholav, the one who ate the dairy products should be the one to make the bracha. Shuyachal Lechal Gamim Ha'achir, because he's the one who's able to eat with the other two. The person who ate milchigs could also eat fleishigs afterwards. The ones who ate fleishigs cannot eat milchigs. Therefore, the one who ate milchigs should be the one to make the bracha, because he could eat with the ones who ate fleishigs. He should be the one to make the bracha of Zimun. Ach, however, in Mizeh She'ochem Ha'achal Lecholav, if the one who ate the milchigs, if he's not someone who drinks wine, or all you have here is beer, which is chadash, and he's careful about eating chadash. Chadash is a discussion of what food a person may eat if wheat grew from this year's crop, and it's grown at a time that Pesach hasn't passed over it. The second day of Pesach hasn't passed over that crop. Let's say the wheat grew in the spring or the summer, and it hasn't passed through a Pesach, the second day of Pesach. There's a discussion in Halacha, may you eat such wheat. So let's say this person who ate the milchigs is someone who doesn't eat chadash. He's careful not to eat this new crop. Again, discussion in Halacha, is a person allowed to eat wheat from the new crop? So if the person who ate the milk is careful about eating chadash, about eating wheat from the new crop, the halachas of chadash are discussed by the Kitzur and Simon Kuf Ayin Beis. So if this person who ate milk is either he's careful not to eat chadash, not to eat wheat from the new crop, and he doesn't want to drink this beer from the new crop, from chadash, or also let's say you have a case where he doesn't want to drink wine, mutav shivarach zeh she'achal basar bikos, it's better that the person who ate meat, the person who ate fleishigs, he should be the one who makes the bracha, the kos, with a cup of wine or beer, whatever beverage they're using. Melevarach below kos, more than benching without a kos. Better that the person who ate fleishigs should make the bracha with the kos, with the cup of wine or beer, rather than not having any kos with the bracha. Better you should have the person who ate fleishigs to make the bracha with the kos. Let's say one of them ate a hard cheese. The halachas of hard cheese will be discussed in the next siman memvav halacha yud aleph. When a person eats a hard cheese, then he has to wait 6 hours until he eats meat, until he eats fleishigs. So again, if one of them ate a hard cheese, ushnayim basar, and two of them ate meat, so therefore, the two who ate meat cannot eat milchigs, they cannot eat from the milchig meal of the person who ate the hard cheese. And also the person who ate hard cheese cannot eat from the fleishig meal of the other two, because the person who eats hard cheese has to wait also 6 hours before eating fleishigs. We'll see in the next siman again. Siman mevav halacha yud aleph. So then there's two opinions. Yesh orim de'en and mitztarfen. There are those that say they cannot combine, because neither... There's no member of this group that could eat with the other ones. The two that ate fleishigs cannot eat milchigs, and the one that ate milchigs cannot eat fleishigs because he had hard cheese that requires him to wait 6 hours. So again, yeshomim de'inam et starfen. There are those that say they cannot combine. The yeshomim de'imikol makom et starfen. There are those that say they could still combine. Kemish yichol lechol milechem echad. Since they could eat from the same bread, since they could choose a parva bread that's not milchig or fleishig, and they could all share that bread. Since they could all share the same parva bread, therefore, even though the one who eats milchigs cannot eat fleishigs because it's hard cheese, the ones who ate fleishigs cannot eat milchigs. The second opinion says they could be mitzarif, they could combine, because they could all eat from the same part of the bread. You may be lenient in this case, and you could combine them to make a zimun because they could all share the same part of the bread. Let's see, halacha chav beis. Noshim she'achlu im anoshim, women who ate with men, shenis chayvu b'zimun, that the men were obligated in zimun. If there was a group of men that had to do zimun, and there was women who ate, there was also women who ate with that group. Nischayvu gam heina, they're also obligated in zimun. Tzvichas l'shmua birkas ha'zimun, they must hear the bracha of zimun. So even though the women would not be obligated on their own to make zimun, but because they were with a group of men who was obligated in zimun, they're also obligated with that group, and they must hear the bracha of zimun along with the men. Katan, in terms of a minor, someone who, below the age of 13. Noagin she'in mitzarif lezimun, the custom is not to combine him to zimun. Achu ben yidgim l'shan av yom echad, until he's 13 and a day, meaning the day that he turns 13. Va'az mitzarif, then he can combine to the zimun once he's a bar mitzvah. There is an opinion in halacha that a minor could be mitzarif to zimun once he's a certain age. Once he's at the age of the, he understands the concept of making brachos, there is an opinion he could combine for zimun. The kids are saying that's not the halacha. The halacha is that we should wait until this child is 13, until he's bar mitzvah, only then could he combine for zimun. V'yachol levarach gamhu b'zimun, he could even be the one who makes the bracha of zimun, the one who says the zimun and the benching. Afal bishlo nivdakim hevishtei saros, even though he wasn't checked if he brought two hairs. The halacha is, in order for a bar mitzvah boy to be considered a major, to be considered a gadol, then he's now obligated in the mitzvahs, not only does he have to be the age of bar mitzvah that he had his 13th birthday, but also he has to have two pubic hairs. For the sake of a mitzvah which is not from the Torah, if the mitzvah is not Torah obligated, just rabbinic obligated, we assume, with, even without checking him, if he has two pubic hairs, we assume that he has grown two pubic hairs, and we assume he is a gadol, he's obligated in mitzvahs. We assume he's a major, and he's not a minor anymore. The kids are saying, in a case where you're just doing the lines of zimun, and the benching is, this is how the Mishnah Berurah explains this halacha, if the benching is done by each person on its own, each person benches quietly to himself. We discussed earlier in Halacha Zayin that the Mevarech says the bracha out loud, and the person who are assembled say the bracha quietly. So since each one is doing his own Birkas HaMazon, and each of the people assembled is benching to himself, he's not being Yotze, he's not exempting his Torah obligation of the meal with this person benching, meaning even though each person who's at the meal, even if he ate the amount of food which would require him for the Torah to bench, because he had a share of Kedei Sviya, the amount that would satiate him, and he's obligated for the Torah to bench, because he's benching to himself, and all that this bar mitzvah boy is doing is the lines of zimun, so that's only considered to be a rabbinic obligation, and therefore he could exempt them even if he hasn't been checked if he brought these two pubic hairs, as long as he's the age of being a bar mitzvah, it's considered to be that he's only exempting them with a rabbinic obligation, the obligation of zimun. So let's see, halacha chav gimel. Mishe'eno kari kriya shema shachar is va'arvis. Someone that doesn't read kriya shema every morning and evening, oshu over averos b'farhesya, or someone that does public averos, he does an avera publicly, which is understood to be something which those who keep mitzvahs don't do. Eino mitztarif l'zimun, he cannot combine to do zimun, since he's transgressing an avera, which is known to be wrong. He doesn't seem to care about that avera, so he cannot combine to do zimun. Nevertheless, contemporary poskim say Rishon LeZalman and other poskim say if he's just someone who wasn't educated in Torah and mitzvahs, he's just someone who hasn't been raised with a Torah education, this wouldn't apply. This only applies to someone who knows that he should be doing the mitzvahs, and nevertheless he transgresses the mitzvahs in a public fashion because he doesn't care about them. So such a person does not combine to zimun. Ger gomer mitzayif lezimun, if someone is a convert who took on mitzvahs, he combines to do zimun. V'gam ho yochel levarich v'lomar al shen chalta la'av osenu, he can also make the bracha that says you gave to our avos, you gave to our forefathers, even though he's not Jewish by his lineage. to sit by Avraham, because it says by Avraham Avinu, by Avraham our father, Ki av haman goyim nisaticha, I have made you a father for all the nations. But Ashina, we make the explanation of this pasuk, L'sha'avahaya avla Aram. In the past, Avram was just the father of the country of Aram. Once Hashem called his name Avraham, he's the father for all the goyim, so therefore, Avram is considered to be the father of Gerim, and therefore the Gerim could say that he gave to our forefathers, the land of Eretz Yisrael, he's considered to be a descendant of Avraham Avinu. In terms of the halachas, if someone wants to do an early Zimun, you can look on the website of Kitzur 365. There's an article about doing early Zimun.